a person takes in what they do. Let's say in their appearance, in their, you know, taking pride in doing things with excellence. I'm talking about sinful pride. We'll take a look at it, but sinful pride. That's his avenue. That's his way into your life. Because it's the carnal nature. It's the dust nature. He has access there. The word says that we have been raised up. You know, in Psalm 119, I don't know the exact verse, but it says, my soul cleaves to the dust. The natural propensity of your soul, of your life, is to cleave to the dust. Even as a child of God. That's why the word has come and quickened you, anointed you, destroyed the yokes, removed the shackles. But you know, every now and then we need a Holy Ghost breakout. Because you walk around enough and you walk around people enough and you know your attitude get messed up. You're not in the word like you need to be, or in prayer like you need to be and stuff. And before you know it, you're cleaving back to the dust. Unbelief, uncertainty, mind all messed up, mad at people, playing the blame game. Give God a real hand clap of praise. Say amen. It's true. It happens. That's why we have Holy Spirit. 50% of the time, you got to understand. Every time you suffer, where you got to hold your peace, where you're right, but you take wrong. Where they say stuff to you, they should never say that. Your spirit gets vexed. Feelings get hurt. But you don't have the privilege of getting back into the carnal realm. You don't have that luxury. Because the moment you do, guess what? Guess who's waiting for you? To make a mess of you and everybody connected to you. To put a hold on your spiritual progress, to reduce your stature. Amen. We've been on that merry-go-round for too long. You've dwelt around this mountain long enough. Tell somebody 2017 is a breakthrough year. I'm telling you, some lives are going to be changed so well you ain't going to recognize that person sitting next to you. They're going to be glowing so much with the presence of God because they're behind the veil now. They're not behind the veil on Sunday and on Wednesday. They can't look at you. 1 Corinthians, get that from me. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Something sovereign is coming toward your life. That requires you to rest. Rest is not inactivity. Rest from your own labors, from your own opinions. Some people have very strong opinions. Even if you're accurate, it's still your opinion. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Even as unto babes in Christ. Babes, babies. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. Paul goes on to say, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? When all that stuff is going on, whether it be in your home, whether it be in your heart, and you just are quiet and nobody can see it, you just quiet. But the frequency you're emitting gives you away. You can't hide it from spiritual eyes. Or even in the church. Why is so-and-so? I don't think he or she qualified. Where'd that come from? Your carnal nature that listens to the devil. Listen, he didn't come to Eve in a red devil suit. Rawr! Eat of the tree. No, he came cool. Did God say that for real? I'm just asking you. What did he do? He just sowed a little, put a little something out there, and it caught. He could go on his business because the seed will grow. I'm just paraphrasing here, acting out, but she might have went by the tree one day after he had said that. Looked at it. No, God said. Next day she there again. She, you know, her curiosity. She got a little closer. For you know it, she was that seed. That's why whenever you see pride, pride will manifest itself in words. Amen. Three amens. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Pride will. It'll manifest in words. It'll manifest many ways, but it'll manifest in words. When you, I have an ear to hear. I hear when people are speaking in certain ways. You know, sometimes things are inadvertent. They don't mean to, but then there are times where you can tell it's the carnal nature. It's the carnal fella, and the devil's going to get in there somewhere and mess stuff up. So Paul was telling him, he said, you are yet carnal. Envy, strife, division. We ought to be people that can get along with anybody. Amen. Long as it ain't the devil. Amen. And his host. You ought to be, even if they're hard to get along with. Every day you got to pray. But I'm going. How you doing, bro? It's hard. But the greater one's inside of you. Tell somebody, you can handle this. As a matter of fact, God will sometimes place you where you have to handle it for a season. And while you're trying to handle it, you better be looking for them spices. Amen. You better be looking for meekness. You better be looking for kindness. That's the only way you're going to overcome the evil. You're not going to overcome evil with evil. Can't do it. You don't have that luxury. That is not your covenant right. Jesus never did it. Anytime we see Peter, even Paul, overcoming some with evil, you saw what caused him trouble. John Mark, he and Barnabas got in an argument, big old argument, and a fallout over John Mark. But look at the end of Paul's ministry. He said, bring John Mark, for I find him profitable. He had a change of mind. I find him profitable for the ministry. Hebrews chapter 5. Let's take a little deeper look at carnality. The carnal man. To be carnally minded means death. But to be spiritually minded means life and peace. Hebrews 5 verse 12. Through 14. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Next verse. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. See how he spelled baby? For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, a baby. He's talking to folk that have been saved 40 years. Amen. Now, in today's context, people have been saved a long time, and still unskillful in the word. You're still allowing all this stuff to govern your heart and your attitudes. You judge people every day. You're biased and bigoted in your prejudice, in your decisions and things with people. And I'm not just talking about the color of their skin. You know, somebody that may be a little less talented or a little less skillful than you are, don't look like you think they ought to look. Help us, Holy Ghost. Your eyes trained to just, you can't look at them. Don't get in my space. Why is earth and ashes proud? There's a place of protection for you. We got to get there. We got to get there before all this stuff really starts to break out in the earth, because darkness is going to increase. Men are going to become more and more wicked. We're going to prosper and be blessed, but don't just eye prosperity and eye having things. And get caught up with stuff and find yourself lacking, wanting, got a lot of stuff, but still a baby. What's most important is that we get there. My assignment, rest of my life, is going to be to bring the body of Christ into a place of rest. Amen. By the grace of God, we're going to move into bigger buildings, but it ain't about the buildings. It's about rest. It's about the secret place of protection, the stronghold of God. Amen. That's what's important, and that's your assignment too. Prosperity's involved in it. Healing's involved in it. All these good things are involved in it, but that is not our focus. That is not our primary focus. What good is it for you to gain the whole world and then your soul cleaving to the dust?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.